Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome. Welcome to Quiet Time Coaching Episode 5. Actually, I haven't numbered any of the previous episodes, and I've been recording podcasts on spiritual matters for years, but I've only recently renamed them Quiet Time Coaching, and this is the fifth, so number 5, here we are. And today we're talking about how to love a God who transcends. Now, the aim of these podcasts is to help us to have a more authentic, intimate, and satisfying walk with God, a relationship with God, quiet times, prayer times, a sense of God's presence. And I have this topic on my mind. Well, I'll tell you why in a minute, but how to love a God who transcends. Let's think about this. Is it possible to love a God who transcends? Can we connect with the creator of all we see and, frankly, all we cannot see? What kind of relationship makes sense when we are mortal and God is clearly not? Now, I know I'm not the first to wrestle with this question, but I have a particular reason for asking it now. The reason is I'm going to Guadalajara. On the 20th of September, I'm flying to Guadalajara for a conference. It's called the Reverent Conference, and it's for leaders of corporate worship. It's my first time going to this event. It's my first time to Mexico. It's my first time to the city. I am excited and a little nervous, not about the setting, but about my responsibilities. You see, I've been asked to speak, and the title of my 20-minute slot is The God Who Transcends. So that's an incredible opportunity and something of a mystery at the same time. So the goal is to speak on the holiness, the otherness, and the transcendence of God in a way that inspires and instructs worship leaders to be better at what they've been called to do. So that's no small matter, no small topic. There are plenty of Bible verses that could be helpful, but I think the question in my mind is, what's the best approach? How do I try and encapsulate such a gargantuan topic in 20 minutes? Is it even possible? Well, I had to start somewhere, so I sat down recently to contemplate my theme. The verse that came to mind was this one, from Philippians 4, verse 7. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Now, honestly, that verse appears to leave me with no hope for my topic. God's peace, it says, is beyond my understanding. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, is beyond, it's above. So what's the point in trying to grasp God's transcendence if even his peace is incomprehensible? However, there might be a hint of an answer here, because the effects of God's peace are real. His peace guards. It does something very specific. It guards, it has an effect on my heart and my mind. Perhaps this is a clue to the right direction. Now, for a moment, let's go back to the word in question, where the word translated transcends in Philippians is huperchuo. It means to excel, to exceed, to be better than, to hold above, to stand out above, to overtop, to surpass. It means excellence, preeminence, to be higher and superior. All of those words from a New Testament Greek dictionary. The word is used elsewhere in the New Testament. Here are the other references. For example, Romans 13:1, let everyone be subject to the governing authorities. That's the word, governing. Or Philippians 2, verse 3, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, rather in humility value others above yourselves. That's the word there, above. Or Philippians 3, verse 8, what is more, I consider everything a loss because of the, and these are the words, surpassing worth of knowing Christ. And then 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 13, submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every human authority, whether to the emperor as the supreme authority. So that's the word there. So each time we have that Greek word, it's translated differently. Governing, above, surpassing worth, supreme authority, and of course in the verse I mentioned earlier, transcends. So there are some interesting words and takes on translating the word. Now, of course, I'll be searching the Old Testament for insight in due course, but I wanted to start with the New Testament. Now, these verses paint a picture of something beyond me, not owned by me, not contained by me, not controlled by me. So here's where I am so far. It seems to me that God's qualities which make him God are not understandable by humans like me. And when I think of transcendence, words like omnipotent and omniscient and omnipresent come to mind, and I certainly can't relate to those. However, the effects of his transcendence are visible, material, and tangible. And so this is the direction I'm following at the moment as I prepare my thoughts for this talk. So I think a fruitful inquiry as to God's transcendence might be to consider the effects on his creation of his invisible qualities, in the invisible qualities that are referenced in Romans chapter 1, verse 20, so that those who trust his nature, his qualities, his transcendence, those who trust his nature will benefit from his nature. Those who trust his transcendence will benefit from his transcendence, and thus we have a relationship with him through his transcendence, or in because of, or even you could say despite his transcendence. Well, as of today, there are 15 days between now and the day I'm due to deliver my talk. Ideas are swirling around my head. Your input would be most welcome. I'm writing my blog today and recording this podcast to clarify my own thinking and to request your thoughts. So, let me ask you a question. When you think of the transcendence of God, what comes to mind? Do you have a way of picturing it which helps you? Do you think I'm on target, at least so far? Would you suggest I add anything, take a different angle? Are there any scriptures you can think of that are relevant to this topic? Please let me know. Please leave a comment wherever you hear this recording. I'd be so grateful. I know that not only I, but other readers of my blog and other listeners to the podcast would benefit from each other's comments. We learn best when we learn in community. So thank you for listening to this podcast, episode 5 of Quiet Time Coaching. And if you could do me one last favor, please pass this on. Pass it on to one other person, one other friend, somebody you can contact by leaving a link to this podcast or to my blog, or telling them all about it so that we can spread the word, and also, frankly, so that I can get more help with my lesson. So thanks for listening, and until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.